This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in the Texas flooding stands at 104 people with at least 20 still missing. Ryan Loge is a volunteer searching through the wreckage for any possible survivors.
We have a ton of area to be searching. In the middle of the river, we've got piles of debris that are the size of multiple 18-wheelers in some places, and you can't see in it at all. So the possibility of victims being in there.
Officials facing questions over their preparedness and the speed of their initial actions during the flash flooding. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House again, telling President Trump he has nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president saying 25% taxes on goods imported from Japan and South Korea will kick in on August 1st. A notable change for security checks at airports, the TSA letting people know that for the first time in 20 years, they'll be able to keep their shoes on when traveling through checkpoints. This is ABC News. Across the country, tick bites are surging, especially in the Northeast. Details from ABC's Michelle Franzen.
According to CDC data, the rate of people visiting the emergency room for tick bites in May reached its highest level since 2019. May is typically the peak for tick bites each year, but July so far is also up, surpassing levels not seen since 2017. The CDC shows kids under 10 and adults over 70 visited the ER the most. Officials say wear protective clothing and avoid grassy and leafy areas.
The CDC says milder winters and early wet springs are boosting the tick life cycle. An Olympic fencer had a legal defense that spared her from a four-year suspension from her sport. The French athlete had tested positive for a banned substance, but she claimed the test result was caused by kissing her then-boyfriend, who was taking a muscle builder. The court ruling in her favor, saying she bears no fault. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I get why you, Senator Royce, were a no vote on this budget. I think the people that voted no on this were standing up for public education.
I think that's exactly right. We heard from people loud and clear in this budget cycle and 2 years ago, the number one priority that people asked for, whether they called, emailed, or showed up at the public hearings, they want our schools funded. Our kids deserve better schools. They have been underfunded for decades, and it is time for us to prioritize public education.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
A Brewers win over the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. They beat the Dodgers Monday night at American Family Field 9-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Former White Sox Andrew Vaughn, brought up because Reese Hoskins is on the IL, came to the plate, bottom of the first, two outs on FanDuel Wisconsin.
And what a spot for Andrew Vaughn to make his Brewers debut at the plate right away. And Vaughn sends it way.
Vaughn becoming only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer. I asked him, what was it like?
He definitely blacked out running around the bases. You know, it was special and put us ahead on a really good pitcher and a really good team.
So the Brewers get ready for Game 2 Tuesday night. The Dodgers veteran Clayton Kershaw against Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering storm this morning, otherwise clearing at a high in the mid-80s today. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s, and once again a high in the mid-80s tomorrow, more sun than clouds. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. It's 71 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Lindsay Owens joins me at 5 o'clock to talk about the impacts of the big brutal bill on your pocketbook as well as Donald Trump's renewed trade war. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had some, I think I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Damar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Schwabba.
Listen, if you're playing pickleball, you wear a cup during pickleball? You ever take one of the seeds?
I have not worn a cup. Yes to the second question. And then you're wishing you had. But, yeah, you got to watch out, man. You got to have fast hands. Especially when you're standing at the kitchen line.
Yeah. right. You're up there.
Washing your water bottles.
We were just talking about wiffle ball. And they put tape on the wiffle balls when we would fast pitch them.
Yeah.
I took one right in the cheek, and they're coming in at 90 miles an hour.
Oh, dude, I wear glasses. Wiffle ball. I wear protective glasses.
Yeah, I
got to be able to see for my job, man. I'm not taking a wiffle ball off the face. And yeah, no thanks. I'm good.
You can't show up doing the news with a big shiner.
Big black eye, yeah.
Leon from Oshkosh in the last hour, that's the 920. He says, enter Sandman by Motorhead. That's the one used by the Sandman in ECW, which is wrestling. And when Rich LoCascio is on next week, we'll ask him about that. Because I think I need some intro music, too, for my wrestling character.
There we go.
I could see being a wrestler.
Could you see that?
Yeah.
I could see me losing. I mean, but
he's still stepping in the ring. That's all that matters.
Here's the thing about fighting. You can always get a lucky shot in. You never know.
Yeah.
It's anybody's game. So
quick little elbow, and it's a whole different situation.
Not with me in wrestling, though. All right. Folks, our question of the night is, what is your favorite sports-related song? We've heard We Are the Champions, We Will Rock You, Glory Days. We've got the Sandman. Jump Around is another big one. Conrad's favorite was Banging the Drum.
Yep.
Back Home Again in Indiana.
What's that one?
They sing it before the Indy 500 every year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Which is next month. Very excited. And yeah, it is the year after COVID when fans weren't allowed in the stands.
Right.
I think I almost cried during Back Home Again in Indiana when I was
when you first heard it again?
Back there again. Oh, yeah, I was like fighting back the tears.
That's awesome.
It's my favorite day of the year. So yeah, that's a good one.
So that's a new one. We haven't heard that one yet. That's
you probably
a great
won't
one.
Hear that one again from anybody.
No,
else,
but
so.
Listen, any sport too. I mean, there are no rules to anytime we do our question of the night. But that's great. Okay, so share your favorite sports related song. It's a Bar Band Friday night. Terry Barr. We'll be here at 7:35. She's got two great artists, too. I heard both the songs. Well, one is a song. The other one's like a half a song.
Yeah, both great.
Both outstanding. And Terry is so much fun to talk to. So right now, we are in the throes of another fun segment here with our guest, Emerson Lehman.
I need, what, 4 more to be perfect?
You need, yeah, you're 6 for 6, right, Conrad? Yeah, 6 for 6.
Yep.
And you got the, no more bell, though. I think we moved past the bell, right? We're in the big leagues now.
Okay.
Give us the.
Conrad looked disappointed about that.
He hasn't had to do the which is obnoxious. Oh, that's not too bad. because you turned it down last night. Yeah. So my ears are bleeding. All right. So Emerson Lehman, we're going to finish the quiz. He's got four more questions. He's 6 for 6 in our Nightlight Pickleball quiz. Here's number 7. Who is currently ranked number 1 in men's singles in the PPA? Do you need to hear the options?
I'm going
to
need the options for this one.
You're going to get this so easily. A, Con the Brute Krieger. D, Federico Stuxrud.
Stuxrud. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the answer, but well, I want to hear the other ones.
All right. C, Pete the Snail Schwabba. Or D, Zane Ford.
I'm still going to go Federico. Instincts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that like how Conrad gave himself a cool nickname, the Brute?
The Brute.
This is like the last time I asked him to do one of these.
I feel bad. I made Conrad do extra work on a Friday. But
no, that's all right. We like our quizzes. Number 8. What is pickleball played to? A, 21, B, 7, C, 50, dear God, or D, 11?
That would be a lot. 50 would be a lot.
Would be a lot.
I didn't even answer Conrad.
11. You knew you were going to get
11.
He got that one right. 8 for 8. Crushing it. Number 9. What was the original purpose of pickleball? A, another addition to 4 school sports. B, tennis is a big game, so they cut it in half.
Fair. Honestly, fair.
You have to at least make it sound like it's from an actual rule, Conrad. C, summer activity for kids. Or D, a game so adults can drink and play.
It was... So the owners, or the owners, the founders of it, they wanted to keep their kids busy. So yeah. I'm going to say it was the kids' answer, C.
Yeah, you can't. You got to keep kids busy. They can't sell drugs all day. You got to have another outlet.
You want to give them better, more positive outlets in the world. Yes.
All right. So 9 for 9, buddy.
I feel proud. I shouldn't though, because some of these ones have been gimmies. Thank you, Conrad. I appreciate that.
Welcome.
But let's see. Let's get number 10.
I have a feeling you're going to get this one. Number 10. Where was pickleball invented? Was it A, Keewaskum, Wisconsin?
I wish.
B, Bainbridge Island, Washington?
That one. Feel free, Conrad. Anytime.
I wanted the other answers, too.
What are the other ones?
Yeah. Powder. C, Bushwood Country Club. Gambling is illegal at Bushwood, sir. And D, Gotham, Wisconsin. Is that a town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Washington gets Bainbridge. That one. I want to go out there. I want to see the island. Like, they have the original court.
With,
a sign there. Yeah, I want to go out there. That's on the bucket list.
It's like a statue of Tommy Bainbridge looking over the pickleball court, like
with a paddle in hand, ready to go. Yeah,
wooden paddle, old school. All right, do we have a parting gift? We got to get some gifts.
There's some water in the fridge.
Did we already blow through?
I love hydration. Huge hydration guy.
You're a big fan.
We got a lot of pens too.
We got pens. That's true. This is awesome, dude. You crushed our pickleball quiz. 10 for 10.
10 for 10.
Yeah. And we didn't know what level, cause you're a good pickleball player, but that doesn't mean you.
That does not mean you know what's going on.
I like to watch
on.
Football. I don't know. Sometimes the rules. I'm
no,
like, what?
I was a little, because you're coming in, people expect, you better go 10 out of 10.
Right.
I was kind of set up for failure there. If you get 10 out of 10, good. You should have. If you didn't.
Yeah.
Wow, dude.
But you jumped in feet first. So it was great. So Ready. If that's something you didn't score perfectly on, would your colleagues at WBAY have given you a hard time?
My pickleball friends would have definitely given me a hard time, because I know quite a few of them are listening in right now.
Okay.
I had people send me a picture of you on their TV screen. Shout out Tanya Valenta. They're watching Nightlight up in Marinette right now. So the hometown representing.
Represent my homies. So we've got a text from PJ who says, so pickleball can be a brutal sport. Note taken.
Yeah, PJ.
But you don't want to scare people away.
No.
Right?
Come hang out. Very welcoming.
Al from Madison says, what was the answer to how did pickleball get its name? I missed it. That was
the dog, right?
Yeah, Pickles? Well, there's two schools of thought there.
Yeah,
so.
We'll go with Conrad's, though. I don't want to
guy named
step
sport
on Conrad's
after
quiz.
His dog Pickles.
Yeah.
So he called it pickleball, which makes, let's be honest, no sense at all.
Bet it was a great dog, but it's probably a golden retriever.
He did his dog proud.
Yeah. Pickles lives on.
Oh, Conrad, what's that? How do we say that name again? This is Lilerv. I'm sorry, texter. Lilerv on the stream says, Queen, we are the champions. Were you looking out the window like you thought I was talking about someone passing by? All right. Emerson Lehman is here, folks. He is one of the hosts of the WBAY morning show here in Green Bay. He does great work You worked in Milwaukee before that. You're a staple in the community now, and this is pretty cool. You've got this new segment that you do that you took over, Small Towns with Emerson Lehman. What's coming up on that?
Really been enjoying that. It's been quite the journey after taking over in January. Got to meet some really incredible people, share some cool stories so far. Coming up, so this coming week, it's draft week, so going to be showcasing, actually staying right here in Green Bay. Usually we haven't done a Small Towns Green Bay, but you know, compared to a lot of other cities in the nation, Green Bay's pretty small. So going to be highlighting the Automobile Gallery, the Bart Starr MVP car that's on display there for folks that can go check it out during the draft. That's really a really neat piece of NFL history, Packers history. So really cool to share that. We actually did a story on the Marinette Pickleball Tournament, the people who run it, Ryan and Kim. So we had the TV crew out there before you showed up on Saturday.
Okay.
And so that's going to be airing May 1st, I believe. That's the Thursday that week. So the week after the draft, really looking forward to sharing that one. And yeah, just some really cool stories coming up this summer too that I'm really excited to share. But it's so fun for me being from a small town to be able to go out to all these other communities and just seeing the passion and the pride that they have in the different events, the different people, the different nonprofits that make up these communities and make them so special, to be able to shine a spotlight on that and let, you know, tens of thousands of people get to learn about it and hopefully bring more awareness to it. That's a pretty big privilege. So I enjoy it.
Where are you at now? You're from a small town, like you just said, Kewaskum, and you've lived in bigger cities now. Is that something like, are you ever going back to the small town, or are you kind of like, I like the vibe in the city? Where, you know, you're still a young guy. You got tons of time to figure it out.
Yeah, but I'm kind of just, I'm very much a go with the flow kind of thing. Okay. I really enjoyed living in Wausau. That was my first job out of college, and that's a fairly, it's a growing community, but smaller than Green Bay or Milwaukee. I went to Milwaukee, lived in the city, and absolutely loved that. Really enjoyed being here in Green Bay and kind of the change in pace it is here. So I just, you know, go with the flow, see what kind of opportunities are presented to me. And I'm never one to not at least explore an opportunity or hear things out.
Yeah.
But I love being here in Green Bay. I've really, really enjoyed living here more than I was expecting to. So this is a really cool city. I recommend it to a lot of people. I try and get friends to come and visit. So I see myself being here for a while.
And you live only an hour from Marinette, which you probably didn't anticipate.
Even better. Yeah. I don't have to drive 3 hours to play one tournament and drive back again. So that's great.
So what's going on with the draft? How does that affect your job?
So what are your thoughts on the draft, man? I'm so pumped. So we're actually going to be live out at the Great North Commons next week, Amplified by Bell and Health Studio at the Great North Commons.
Sweet.
We're going to be broadcasting our morning show live out there, weather permitting, but we've got some contingencies in place, hopefully. So Monday through Friday of next week, my co-anchor Tammy Elliott and I will be out there. We're going to have some live guests coming on, just getting Green Bay excited, right? Draft week's here. It's 6 days, 5.5 days away now.
Right.
We're pumped, man. It's going to be the biggest event this city has ever seen. I was in Detroit last year, and I don't think people understand how huge this is. Like, it is going to be just remarkable, the experience for people. I mean, my family's coming up next weekend to come experience it. It'll be fun to have some of them in town, go hang out with some friends out there too. But it's going to be a very busy, busy work week, but it's going to be a fun work week. So really, really excited for that. People should definitely tune into Action 2 News this morning and Action 2 News throughout the draft, because we'll have our evening team out there too. There's just going to be a lot of really cool coverage.
That sounds like a blast. That's like one of those events too. You're excited probably more than things sometimes.
Yeah, I'm already excited for work on Monday morning. Yeah. Like, let's get this rolling, man. It's going to be great.
All right, Emerson is here. Can we keep you for another segment?
Absolutely.
You want to take another quiz?
I'm ready for it. Let's go.
Coming
Can't
up next,
promise it'll be perfect again.
He's going to take our quiz called This Just In or This Just In, where he has to decide if it's a real news story or a fake. That's coming up next with our pal Emerson here on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to The Eagle, WLCX, LaCrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow human some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Honey, you.
Schaefer, and he is going to come on the show probably in the next few weeks, and we're going to have a little Wire discussion about the show, The Wire, and that will be fun. And yeah, I highly recommend that show.
I need to watch it. I've heard that from a few people now.
It's great. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Welcome back. Emerson Lehman is here. We've got Emerson for a few more, or you can stay the whole time if you want. I don't know if you have plans. You're kind of a man about town, so yeah. No pressure. But
we'll get through this next quiz.
We won't kick you out. We've got 7 more quizzes for Emerson tonight, folks. So
7 more quizzes?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. We have.
I thought I graduated. Yeah, I barely graduated, but I graduated.
I thought it's a sleeping bag. All right, this is a game we came up with, and we'll send you out on a high note, because I think, at the very least, this will be fun.
Yeah, I like that.
It's called This Just In, or This Just In.
Did you write both of those in the title, like, This Just In, mark?
Like,
or
like this.
You did, okay,
like
perfect.
Mark.
That's great.
Is it just, is this a news story, or real news story, or fictitious? All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Emerson Lehman, this is the first, we're making radio history. We've never given a quiz to the same person twice.
Twice in one show.
It seems like every night we make history. All right, so number one, baseball player Bryce Harper recently used a blue bat as a gender reveal tactic. This just in?
So this just in is the real,
yeah.
This just in.
Nice! Yeah. One for one. This is really emasculating. He's 11 for 11 tonight. All right. Number two, the Food and Drug Administration is planning to end its routine safety inspections. This just in or this just in?
This just in? Question mark.
Oh, that is true, sadly. He finally got one wrong.
Okay. Well, oops.
They might outsource it to state and local officials, so... But yeah, that is.
So it's not really ending. They're outsourcing. Okay, yeah.
The Food and Drug Administration
yes, yes,
is.
Yes, yes. You know, I won't hit you with the tech.
Okay. You want a challenge?
Nope, we're good. It's good. I got to be better.
All right, number three. Emerson Lehman, Got his first one wrong all night. He's crushing these quizzes. School children in Canada yesterday had a red, white, and blue water balloon fight at the end of the day in an effort to get the attention of their American schoolyard counterparts as a show of unity. This just in? Or this just in?
I feel like it's way too cold right now in Canada to be having a water balloon fight. This just in?
That is correct.
All right. All
right. Here we go. Actually, I wrote that question. I'm like, God, it is kind of cold.
That's what I'm using. Context clues.
Yes. That's bad. All right. So you got that one, too. All right. 2 for 3 so far. Oh, I'm upset with myself.
That's all right.
Number 4. Russian President Vladimir Putin recently revealed that part of the reason he is in such good shape despite his age is due to pickleball.
This just in.
And 3 jazzercise classes a week. This just in. Or this just in.
This just in?
Correct.
All right.
I couldn't sell you on
that. I could, if you would have said anything but pickleball, yeah. I might have contemplated a little bit, but
take a memo.
You're playing to your audience. I appreciate that.
Okay, right. All right. So that one, so he's 3 for 4, right?
Yeah.
I'm still mad about that second one, but that's fine. That's fine.
Number 5. A helicopter flying over Warden Park in Detroit dropped hundreds of marshmallows to waiting children below who scooped them up eagerly. This just in or this just in?
I feel like that's weird enough that it would be real. So this just in.
Very
marshmallows
are
the new Easter egg this year.
Well, here's why I thought that was so crazy. But apparently my line was, don't worry, folks. The marshmallows weren't for eating. They were just to be collected. And then they exchanged them for a prize.
Okay. I mean, if you take those home and dye them, right?
Probably
right,
a sanitary marshmallow that they could eat. Yeah.
Oh, well.
So that's good. All right. So, wow. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
All right. We got 3 more.
Here we go.
I think we can do this. Let's LFG. Easter is a holiday celebrated by Christians all over the world, but it was recently revealed that the actual name Easter belonged to an early East Coast pilgrim practitioner named John David Easter. This just in or this just in?
This just in.
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Down.
Yeah,
got
it
wrong.
Yeah.
I think you got it right.
You think Easter's named after a guy named John David Easter?
That's the Kewaskum Brotherhood right there. That's the respect.
I say he's right, and I don't care if he is or not.
No, that one was fake.
All right. That's fair.
You could buy that. John David Easter. That sounds like easily, a pilgrim name, right?
Easily. And you sold that very well, the way you read it, too.
Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that was good.
Appreciate that. Now I feel a little better.
Good.
All right. Number...
Here to gas you up.
Number 7. It's 5 for 6, correct?
No.
Five for seven?
5 for 7, yeah. Well, we're on number 7.
Then 4 for 6.
4 for 6, I'm sorry. Okay. Number 7. Former pseudo rapper Robert Van Winkle, also known as Vanilla Ice, is now in a sales position at a Relax the Back store in Detroit. This just in or this just in?
I hope it's this just in. I really do.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's this just in?
I can see Ice Baby making
selling
it in the
chairs?
Business world. Yeah, he's got to make it work, man.
He just kind of saunters and does his moves around
I'd
the
buy
store.
A chair from him.
I would, like, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That could be successful.
And as much of a laughingstock as he was back in the day, like, that song is sampled so much.
Yeah.
And it's kind of cool.
He's got to be just, yeah, he's making plenty of money.
I would
off
think.
That.
Although he sampled it from Under Pressure. So
true.
It's not like it's an original piece. All right. Number 8. Final question for our pal Emerson Lehman. A court in the UK recently found 6 men guilty of stealing a gold toilet. This just in?
This just in.
This just in. That is correct.
And on a high note.
In a related story, one of Donald Trump's toilets is missing. All right. Hey, great job.
Hey, we ended it on a positive.
I think so, too.
Always a pleasure being here, and really appreciate you guys.
This is fun. Good luck with Small Towns. With
Thank
Emerson
you very
Lehman.
Much.
You're
appreciate that.
Crush the draft. Crush it tomorrow at pickleball. I'm kind of in awe of you. I'm going to be honest.
It's always a pleasure, right. My friend. Always a blast.
Emerson Lehman, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back after the news, we'll read more of your texts about what your favorite sports-related song is, and then we will have Terry Barr here for Bar Band Friday Night. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'll play.
1290 AM. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The death toll in the Texas flooding stands at 104 people, with at least 20 still missing. Ryan Loge is a volunteer searching through the wreckage for any possible survivors.
We have a ton of area to be searching. In the middle of the river, we've got piles of debris that are the size of multiple 18-wheelers in some places, and you can't see in it at all. So the possibility of victims being in there.
Officials facing questions over their preparedness and the speed of their initial actions during the flash flooding. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House again, telling President Trump he has nominated him for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president saying 25% taxes on goods imported from Japan and South Korea will kick in on August 1st. A notable change for security checks at airports. The TSA letting people know that for the first time in 20 years, they'll be able to keep their shoes on when traveling through checkpoints. This is ABC News.
A Brewers win over the Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. They beat the Dodgers Monday night at American Family Field 9-1 in favor of Milwaukee. Former White Sox Andrew Vaughn, brought up because Rhys Hoskins is on the IL, came to the plate, bottom of the first, two outs on FanDuel Wisconsin.
Had a lot of spot for Andrew Vaughn to make his Brewers debut at the plate right away. And Vaughn sends it way back.
Vaughn becoming only the fifth player in franchise history to hit a home run in his first at-bat as a Brewer. I asked him, what was it like?
He definitely blacked out running around the bases. It was special and put us ahead on a really good pitcher and really good teams.
So the Brewers get ready for Game 2 Tuesday night. The Dodgers veteran Clayton Kershaw against Brewers rookie Jacob Mizorowski. From American Family Field with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Devil Wears Prada is coming back, but not every cast member will return. The production started last week on Prada 2. Meryl Streep, Anne Hathaway, Emily Blunt, and Stanley Tucci are all back. Adrian Grenier, however, will not be back as Nate Cooper in the sequel. He played Anne Hathaway's love interest and a short order cook in the first film. Grenier's claim to fame is, of course, the show Entourage, but he has not done much since. In other casting news, actor Kenneth Branagh will join the production as Meryl Streep's character, Miranda Priestley's husband. There's a new action comedy that might be worth a look. Heads of State tells the story of the UK Prime Minister, played by Idris Elba, and the United States President, played by John Cena, which seems more realistic than it's ever been. The two characters butt heads but have to team up to overthrow a global plot that threatens freedom. The film is receiving a 66% on Rotten Tomatoes and an 85% audience score and can be streamed on Amazon Prime. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A lingering storm this morning, otherwise clearing at a high in the mid-80s today. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the mid-60s, and once again a high in the mid-80s tomorrow, more sun than clouds. Showers and storms return to the area by Friday. It's 69 degrees right now.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Jobs for someone with autism. Programmer. Teacher.
WIN by Autism Speaks helps businesses lead the way in inclusive hiring.
How about a healthcare worker?
To learn more, go to autismspeaks.org/win.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Hey, this is producer Conrad. Pete and I are taking time to spend time with our family and enjoy the weather. So in the meantime, here is a show that includes quizzes that we have given our guests. And Pete will be back live Tuesday, July 8th. Hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who thinks outside the box and hates cliches, Pete Schwabe.
All right. Welcome back, folks. This is hour number two. Intermission is over. Nightlight is underway. I am Pete Schwabe. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. Conrad is back with draft stories aplenty. He is severely hungover, but he's gutting through. I only say that because I know your parents are listening. And my guest in studio, actually coming up in a few minutes, we're gonna switch at the bottom of the hour and talk about a new film festival here in Wisconsin. So that's exciting. Miles Kristen will be here. Right now, I'm just thrilled to have my guest in studio, Mike Strelo. He is the longtime anchor of the 4 o'clock and noon news at CBS 58 in Milwaukee, and he hosts the Sunday morning show on the same network. Mike, great to have you.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
It really is a pleasure. I it's a treat for me to talk to you and share stories about my time here in Green Bay and, of course, Marinette and the career that, in a blink, I'm like, what?
Yeah,
43 years, right? And I've been fortunate to meet a lot of people, go a lot of places and experience a lot of things. It's like a lifelong education. You know, they say, this is a story you're going to be doing today. You may have some pretty good ideas as to how to go about it, and you may have some background on it more so. But then you go to school, you do your research, and you learn something new. You come away from it, just a better person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's great. Yeah. Well, it's great to have you here. You've never asked me to be on your show, but I didn't even care. I still wanted you to come on the show. So who's keeping score right
now? Okay, might have to come up here and do a Sunday morning story in the future. Right. I'm going to have some extra time to do that.
Listen, I will wear the nicest dress. I will do a soft shoe, whatever you need, buddy. All right, so I thought this would be fun. So Mike grew up in Marinette. He is a native son, born and raised. I'm a transplant. I moved there, interestingly enough, mm-hmm. I think, probably shortly after you left. I was in junior high. And so some of the staples of Marinette in the late 70s, early 80s, you're probably still familiar with mm-hmm. or remember.
Yeah.
And I remember them. And sometimes I drive around Marinette and I'm like, oh, that's where that was. I forgot about that. Like, and I'm like, I have this long association with the town. I live there now. And it's much different. So I thought it'd be fun to give you a quiz to see what you remember. Sound fun?
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it. Conrad, you got the bell ready? Oh, wow. Let me turn this. I just went deaf there. Jim Schmidt had this like on volume. He had it on the Spinal Tap, volume 11, I think. All right. So here we go. Mike Strelo, anchorman at CBS 58, here in the studio, made the trip up from Green Bay, Conrad. Did you reimburse him for his gas money?
We can talk about it after the show.
We'll do that. He's out of his own pocket. All right, Mike is here. We're going to give him the Marinette, Wisconsin quiz. Where is this? Here we go. It's the Marinette Days of Yore quiz. That's what I'm calling it. Mike, name this hardware store where you could also buy sporting goods on Hall Avenue.
Janquin.
He is strong out of the gate,
ladies
and gentlemen.
That's where we go, and I think that's where we got, like, letter jackets.
Yeah.
I mean, they just had everything there.
And they had popcorn.
Yes.
I remember that. I was like, wow, this place literally has everything.
It used to be in a smaller store. Then they, I think, moved into what used to be a grocery store, and they had a lot more space there.
But
yeah. My dad knew Mr. Janquin. My dad was, like, in the Chamber of Commerce, and, you know, he knew people in town. But, yeah.
Your dad probably knew my folks and your mom.
Yeah, sure.
Because they got pretty involved right after we moved there. But that mm-hmm. Janquin's was an adjustment for me because I grew up, the first part of my childhood was in the city of Chicago, right in the city. And mm-hmm. we had sports stores. You just went in, it was all sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going into Janquin's being like, wait, they got hammers and baseball gloves. And then there's popcorn. Like, it was just right. It was the coolest, funkiest store. All right, number two, Mike is one for one. This shop was located between Stevenson Bank and the Interstate Bridge and served hot dogs, milkshakes, cigars, and I think adult magazines in the back. All your shopping needs.
There were adult magazines in the back at Goodfellows. But I tell you, the hot dogs and the root beer floats were just fantastic. We'd walk in there and...
just go to town.
We wouldn't go to the back. We were a little too young for that, but we'd see other people and go, what's going on back there? But yeah, Goodfellas, it definitely was a staple there.
It's a throwback. And they had a great, I think it was a white and black tiled floor, maybe. Mm-hmm. It had a great old school look.
And there was a bar that you could sit at, a counter, I should say. Not the bar, because they did have a bar to the left, but you'd have a counter and sit and eat your hot dog or two. And
Great throwback. Stuff. And there was always the danger Michael Corleone was going to come out of the restroom and, you know, kill the chief of police. All right, number three. Mike is 2 for 2. This place was packed in the summer. What was the name of the beach that used to be right in front of UW Marinette?
And I spent many nights there after bar time. I used to bartend at the Stein, and then afterward we'd go down and build bonfires. I mean, it was University Beach when I was young. I know it's got a different name now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's not there now.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of sad. It's like there's brush and trees and there's a nice walkway and a bench. But yeah, the beach isn't there. And I never wonder why they never kept that up, because I remember going there. I was in grade school, but I thought, man, this place is like...
And the water was always warm, right?
Yeah.
The bay water and, nice sand. And, it was a great place.
It was really puzzling to me because they just kind of stopped having a beach. I'm like, that's like they just let it grow over. All right, Mike is 3 for 3. He is on a roll. What was the name of the furniture store on Main Street?
The Globe.
Yeah.
There's a picture I have in my scrapbook of me in grade school with some of my classmates, and we were doing a science project. You know, remember that project where you'd make a volcano and it would spew stuff out? So the Globe.
That's great. Very well done. Owned by the McCarriers and the Pluffs. I don't know if you know them.
Sure. Definitely.
Okay. This is kind of a, I think you'll get this one.
Okay.
All right. Before the Best Western, right at the foot of the bridge, was the Best Western, a different popular hotel franchise owned the building. What was it called?
Yeah, it was the Holiday Inn. When my mom turned 50, my dad on the little marquee said, happy birthday, Dar, 50 is nifty. But it's still there. It's a Marinette's high rise.
Six stories.
There you go.
All right. So here's a bonus to that, Mike,
all right,
if you can get this. All right. What was the hotel called that formerly used to occupy the parking lot of the current Best Western, former Holiday Inn?
It's the Hotel Marinette.
Very nice.
Yeah, Hotel Marinette. In fact, I think, I'm not sure, but I think there was a sign in Lolly's bar that had Hotel Marinette. But I remember some people had remnants of the old hotel.
Yeah.
It used to be a grand, beautiful hotel.
Beautiful lobby. Mm-hmm. I've only seen pictures, but Al Capone apparently stayed there. And there are photos of his, henchmen out in front kind of keeping watch.
Oh, no.
So maybe they were worried Mr. Jenkins was going to come down the street and take him out or something. This is just an anything goes question.
Sure.
Mike. What is the best fish fry you've ever had in Marinette?
I'd have to say the Elks Club.
Oh, nice.
When we were young, my mom and dad were members of the Elks, and we'd go there on Friday nights and have perch. And it was delicious. I mean, probably like $1.65 was, right, for the dinner.
Right, right.
And I'd eat just tons of perch and coleslaw and fries. And it was a fun time.
Here's a funny story. When we moved to Marinette, my dad joined my folks got very involved. My dad joined the Elks Club. And my friends at school were like, did your dad get initiated? And I'd be like, I guess so. And that was a big thing. And they're like, oh, man, you don't even want to know what happened. I'm like, what? I had these horrible images of my dad going through hell just to be part of this community organization of old guys.
Right?
Like, what were they doing in there, you know?
Strange initiations.
Then I saw Animal House, and I was like, was it something like that? Like, thank you, sir, may I have another? Or what? I don't know what's going on. All right, Mike Strelo is here, folks. He is a native son, Marinette, Wisconsin. My hometown right now. We're on a trip down memory lane. I'm giving Mike a quiz. He has not gotten one wrong answer yet about his hometown. And some of these questions are going back a few years. So we'll keep going. Mike is 7 for 7. The Pine Tree Mall had JCPenney on one end of it, and then two other stores anchoring this architectural wonder.
Both of these other anchor stores share a name. What were they?
Prangy Way?
Yes.
Okay. Prangy Way. In fact, we're just talking about Prangies here in Green Bay, right? And the other Sears was in the back.
These two share a name.
They share a name.
You said Prangy Way.
Right.
The other one, the more upscale store, was just
Prangies.
Right. Okay. Got to give you that one. It was a little misleading. Okay. So. All right. Mike's crushing it. What was the name of the music store in the Pine Tree Mall?
Musicland.
Yeah.
You see, I go to Musicland, but you know what? And I think it was 77. I went to this record store off the beaten path down Main Street, closer toward Minnekani. You know where that is, right? Minnekani. And they had some music that, you know, the mainstream music land didn't have.
Yeah.
And they had really intelligent people who worked there who said, hey, you might want to check this out. I think they had some bootleg stuff too, right?
Oh,
you know,
nice.
But he pulls out this album. I think it was in 77. And I'm looking. He said, I think you're going to like this. It's their first album. I took it home, started playing it. And I'm like, wow, I really like this music here. And it wasn't on the radio, right? So you're listening to music no one else is hearing.
Right.
And you're trying to get in the cutting edge. It was Foreigner's first album. And about 6 months later, all of a sudden you heard Cold as Ice on the radio and Feels Like the First Time. And people are saying, I said, yeah, I've had that for about 6 months now, you know. But yeah.
I listened to them before they were famous.
Right. But
yeah.
And there's still some of those record stores around. On our Sunday morning show, we did one about one in West Dallas. And vinyl, of course, making a comeback. Everything's cyclical, right?
Yeah.
But it did bring back memories of when albums were king. And then
I thought you were going to say like Violent Femmes or something. But Foreigner became like mainstream huge.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's so great. Mike Strelo is here. He is an anchorman from Milwaukee, joining us here in the studio at Green Bay. He works at CBS 58, and you can see his work. When can people see the Sunday morning show? You want to give a...
Sure. We're on at 7 a.m. and on CBS 58, and then we also re-air it on at 10 o'clock in the morning on WMLW, the M, which is our sister station. You can always go online at CBS58/Sunday morning to take a look at the stories that we... air every week. We post them online right after the show. So some
very
fantastic
cool
storytelling by some talented people in our newsroom. They really look forward to, you know, getting away from the day-to-day stuff, which is really important, and that's great. They get to stretch their legs, and I think our management team has done a wonderful job providing our team with the resources to go out and cover these stories. You know, such and such a reporter will have a Sunday day. They're going to go out and shoot it, and they'll have a Sunday right day. And so I think that really helps draw in people, you know, to our shop. They know they're going to have those opportunities they may not get elsewhere.
Right. Awesome, man. Well, let's see if we can get another question here before the break. What was the name of the men's store across the street from Blue Bike Burrito? Where Blue Bike Burrito is now.
Mm-hmm. Goldberg's?
Yes!
Yes.
I guarantee you got your prom tux there probably, right?
Yes.
I have a prom tux story that we'll tell right after
okay.
this break. Mike is going to stick around. Miles Kristen coming up at 7:35. We have a blue tux in common that we'll get into that next. It's Pete Schwab at Nightlight hanging out with Mike Strelo here at WGBW on the Civic Media Radio Network.
And she can't do a thing to
as Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In a recent report, we told you that 96% of New York City voters found ranked choice voting easy to use and liked that it gave voters more options. So why have 17 states banned ranked choice voting, including 5 just this year? Pro-voter groups tout RCV because it allows voters to choose a favorite candidate without being a spoiler, can reduce negative ads and rhetoric, and eliminates expensive runoff elections.
Alaska implemented ranked choice voting in 2022's congressional race, but after upstart Democrat Mary Pottola defeated former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, RCV was blamed. A resolution by the Republican National Committee opposing RCV nationally followed, and Alaska voters had to beat back a repeal initiative in 2024. While used in Maine, Alaska, D.C., and 47 municipalities nationwide, 17 red states have now banned it, including Kansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Wyoming, and Arkansas. Party leadership and the RNC resolution argue that RCV is hard to understand and suppresses turnout. But where it's been implemented, voter satisfaction is often over 80%. In the New York City primary, 9 of 10 voters said they understood it, and turnout was the highest in decades. Organizers have more work to do. Voters defeated pro-RCV ballot measures in 5 states last year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to, like, bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
There's a problem that is iron, bargain buildings, weights and pulleys.
Welcome back, folks. Great to have you with me. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. And you are here on a great night on a Tuesday. One of my newest friends, Mike Strelo, is here in the studio. We connected recently. We're both from Marinette. Mike has been doing great things in Milwaukee as an anchorman at CBS 58 for, you've been an anchorman for a couple decades plus, and CBS 58 since 97, did you say?
I joined 1996, CBS 96, 58.
Okay. First broadcast.
First broadcast.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it was.
You've had a great career, and you're crushing my Marinette quiz. I'm going to have to make this a little more difficult next time. Okay. It'll be like graduate school. Okay, here we go. Mike is 10 for 10, Conrad, right?
Correct.
All right. The great thing about Conrad is, I don't know if he's keeping score or not, but he's great at just going, yes.
No.
All right. So this is my baby anyway. I came up with this quiz because I know Marinette. Conrad is just keeping score, which is fantastic. All right. There used to be 3 kick-ass bars in downtown Marinette. Can you name them? There was actually more than 3, Mike, and you kind of said one before. So now you just have to name 2.
Lollies.
Yep.
The Oak.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
Love that bar.
Dunlap Square building.
Yep.
Yeah, lots of history.
Beautiful bar.
And the third.
Kind of have a few to choose from. There was one right next to the Oak in that same building, but maybe that was after you had left.
Yeah.
And there was another little pub between Lollies and the Oak across from the courthouse.
Yeah, that must have been after I left to go to college. I'd say the Stein just because I worked there. That was on Main Street.
We can accept that. That was downtown, though, right?
It was downtown.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Conrad, if you please. TJ's was one. And then the Downtowner.
Oh.
Which some guy moved there into town and bought the Downtowner and the Oak and made them one bar.
Mm-hmm.
It was like sacrilege. The Oak was a gorgeous stained glass window, mm-hmm. this beautiful winding bar,
mm-hmm.
which I understand is at a restaurant in Krivitz now. There was a fire, but they saved the bar.
Okay.
Because it's Wisconsin. A couple people died, but they got the bar out.
They got the bar.
So, all right. Mike is 11 for 11. We just have a couple more
sure.
here. What is the name of the baseball field near the campground?
Peterson Field.
Crushing it.
My brother-in-law is... Rick Peterson, and named after his grandfather.
Rick Peterson, who would be 40s or 50s?
Rick Peterson, class of 72.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know a Rick Peterson, but I think mm-hmm. it's a different guy.
Yeah.
All right, here, this is a good one. And there was a trivia question somebody sent in for you earlier. Name two Minnekani bars from back in the day.
My brother-in-law, Rick Peterson, took me on a tour of Minnekani bars shortly before his wedding day.
I thought you were going to say for your Sunday morning show.
No, no.
Okay.
Gosh. That's a tough one.
We might finally have
I think you got me.
There's one that has a cactus in it.
Yeah, the cactus Inn,
Cactus Bar.
Cactus Bar.
And then what was the other? Jeff's Anchor Inn.
Okay.
And then there was
a Mariner? I don't know. There's a Bob's Bar.
A Bob's Bar on Main Street.
There was Bourbon Street Disco where I learned to dance.
How about that? That place is gone now. But when we moved there, I'm like, there was a disco on Main Street.
It had Bourbon Street Disco. The floor lit up just like the Saturday Night Fever floor with the squares and spent a lot of time at the disco.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, great times there.
All right, last one for you, Mike. Mike Strelo is here taking our Marinette quiz because that's our hometown. Mike and I, we're not a couple. I don't mean it like that. I mean, he's a happily married man, as am I. However, Mike grew up there. He has not been back there very often, though, so he's doing very well in the quiz. What is he, 13 or 14, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. He finally got one wrong, but that was a tough one. What was the name of the roller rink on Cleveland Avenue?
I think it was just the roller rink.
You're close.
Yeah. I think I'm going to miss out on this one.
This is how trustworthy.
Boy, oh boy.
All right. I just fed Mike the answer, and he still didn't
the
take.
The dome?
The roller dome.
The roller dome.
Very nice.
Roller dome.
I'll give you that one just for your honesty.
Something in the dome where, you know, the dome, the famous dome out by the lake. You know, everything. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, the roller dome.
And we have someone texted in earlier, Pat from the 715 said, Marinette trivia question is, what neighborhood in Marinette has a block with the most taverns on it in the world? And I think that's what we were just talking about.
Yeah.
Minnekani. Yeah. I don't know if that's still true. But it's still a rockin' place. There's a lot of bars down there.
Yeah.
Conrad, do we miss any text here for Mike? Or are we good?
Well, on the stream.
What do we have on the stream?
Todd Michaels.
Oh, Todd Michaels, of course. He says, Mike Strelo, triple exclamation point. Todd is not messing around.
Thanks,
he
Todd.
Says, one of the very best, as is Todd Michaels. So that's great. And I could not agree more, Todd. Dave Kunish from Marinette says, great show tonight. Memories. Yeah, this is sort of we're on statewide. I don't know how much people know about Marinette, but they're getting an education tonight.
Yeah.
Thanks to
Kunish reminds me of, I don't know if it's a relation, but Irv Kunish was my football coach.
Okay.
In my sophomore year. And
I would imagine that.
Fantastic
related,
guy.
Right?
Learned a lot from him. In fact, I wasn't going to go out for basketball, I think my junior, and he sat me down and said, I think you should. You know, I thought I should be weightlifting and just focusing on football. He said, no, be involved in all sports. And it was a great lesson.
That's fantastic. So. Mike, this has been a lot of fun. I hope you come and do this again. I hope you enjoy your partial retirement. And let's hang in Marinette. When you get up there, give me a call and we'll get some lunch
or
something.
Would love to, Pete. Good to see you. Good to see you, Conrad. And thanks to Civic Media
and thank
for
you
inviting
for,
me
Absolutely. Thank you for listening on your drive home.
Enjoy it.
We'll give you a shout out every once in a while.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy your semi-retirement. Mike Strelo, ladies and gentlemen, part of Nightlight tonight. It's in the books. It's history on a Tuesday night. We are coming right back to talk some independent film and we'll read your texts. And we'll have a grand time. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The champion of dance, his moves will put you in a trance, and he never leaves the disco alone. Arrogance but not conceit.
Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vigils held across Texas in the wake of catastrophic weekend flooding in Texas Hill Country. Pastor Alex Lara is from Elevate Church in San Antonio.
On the way over here, I was contemplating, what should I say? And immediately what came to my mind and heart were the words of the mighty Martin Luther King. He said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can drive out darkness.
The death toll, at least 104 people, at least 20 still missing. Hamas says 18 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes overnight. Israel says 5 IDF soldiers were killed in an attack in northern Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at the White House telling President Trump he's nominating Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. The president says the U.S. will be sending more weapons to Ukraine days after ordering a pause in deliveries. U.S. officials say the Defense Department is worried about its own supplies. This is ABC News.